The Brews Line Roadshow is brought to you by Tagger Brew USA. Discover America's largest brewery trail with over 600 breweries throughout the nation. Find out more at taggerbrew.com. That's TAGABREW.com. Welcome, craft beer explorers, to the Brews Line Roadshow. I'm your host, Daryl, and today our episode comes from Westfield, Indiana, one of Central Indiana's fastest-growing communities. Among Westfield's many attractions is Grand Park, home of the Indianapolis Colts training camp and multiple youth sporting tournaments and events. Westfield was originally named Grand Junction, as it was the junction of the Monon and Midland Railroads. Westfield has a rich history, among which is being part of the Underground Railroad. Many of the buildings in Westfield are thought to be haunted. You can even take a walking tour of downtown Westfield to check out those haunted attractions. But today we're going to feature Field Brewing in downtown Westfield. So enjoy our episode and our interview with Ryan Umbach at Field Brewing. And today we are at Field Brewing in Westfield, Indiana, and we're with Ryan Umbach, head brewer. Ryan, welcome.
Hello, welcome. Thanks for visiting us.
Hey, we appreciate you taking some time out to tell us about Field Brewing. So let's just jump right into it. Let's talk about Ryan and kind of your path to Field, how long you've been brewing, and what got you into the industry.
Certainly. So I've been brewing professionally now for 10 years, non-professionally for just a few before that. I started piggybacking off my best friends, mainly Al Sheets, who was the head brewer of Westside Brewing in Cincinnati, which is where I'm from, but also some other buddies. And I've known Jackie for several years, Jackie being Jackie Dykus, one of the owners of Field. I knew her through her sister, and I also worked with her briefly for a small period of time. Her youngest sister was my oldest daughter, who just turned 21 today. Happy birthday, Anastasia. Was her first babysitter. We were reintroduced a few years ago while I was head brewer for Moorline Lagerhouse, which is in Cincinnati, at an event we were doing called Splinterfest, which is a barrel-aged beer fest. We were introduced, they said, hey, we're opening in a brewery in Westfield. And my first question out of my mouth was, where's Westfield? But then we started talking and they liked what I was doing for Moorline. They liked my beers, they liked our beers. They liked my rapport, and that kind of moved me up here. Packed up the family, and I moved within a year and a half, I think.
So Moorline, is that the brewery right across from the ballpark?
Yeah, it's actually nestled. The Lager House is where I was. It's nestled between Great American Ballpark and Paul Brown Stadium. Go Bengals, go Reds. Cincinnati sports fan right here.
I've had a few beers over at Moorline at the Cincinnati game, so great place. When
yeah,
you brought that
absolutely.
Up, I'm like, sounds familiar.
I learned a lot there. It was tenacious of me. I opened up as a bar back / bartender, and then I started cleaning draft lines for them and bothering the beer team there to hire me and put me on, and worked my way up and eventually became head brewer.
That's great. Talk a little bit about Westfield. As a newcomer to Westfield, and certainly you've been here for a little while, what should people know about Westfield?
The community is very family friendly. It's also continuously growing and developing just within the few years I've lived here, which is now six. Everything has been changing, but it's still trying to maintain and working hard to keep its small town values.
So as people walk into Field Brewing, let's do a little theater of the mind. What can they expect when they walk through the doors here?
First thing they'll probably notice is the open atmosphere, besides a smile from our friendly service staff. But the open atmosphere is very Seattle influenced. Greg and Jackie, the owners, spent some time out there while Greg was in residency. He's a very busy man, orthopedic trauma surgeon. They just really enjoyed and were heavily influenced by the Seattle atmosphere. Very open seating, very open. But then you also get, you know, the friendly service, great smiles, greeted with a smile.
And great beer, as a matter of fact.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Definitely great beer.
So let's talk about the beer. Let's talk about your approach to brewing. what are some inspirations that you have? What are some of the ingredients and techniques you like to use?
Certainly. I'm influenced by a lot of, inspired by a lot of flavors of food and experiences from traveling within the U.S. Influenced by some of the flavors and stuff I've seen and other breweries I've visited, restaurants I've visited, local flair from other towns and cities and states. I believe cuisine runs the same path as beverages as well, and everything can be influenced by terrain.
So what are some of the flagship beers and some of the seasonal beers that we can expect here at Field?
First and foremost is Arlitis beer, which is affectionately named Arlitis beer. It is our Pilsner. That's one of our main sellers. It's one of our first beers we've brewed. I absolutely love that beer. It's only has mainly three malts and two hops. Reunion is our citrus IPA. That's one of my favorites as well. Camshaft is a big seller. That's our hazy double dry hopped ale. I really was reluctant to brew that because I'm a lager brewer by trade. So it was definitely some reluctancy. However, it's become a top seller. Dill Pickle Sour is a very niche-y beer, but it's slowly become a crowd favorite here. My personal favorite is probably our Dunkel, which is a dark lager. I love that beer just because it's so dark in flavor and full, but yet it drinks so smooth because it is a lager and not an ale, not a porter, not a stout. It won't fill you up, but it'll leave you feeling like you just had a really good beer.
Speaking of stouts, let's talk a little bit about the 12 Stouts of Christmas.
Okay, those are very fun. It was something I started our first year to get a little bit more business in through the door. I had an idea to do a couple different variations of our stout beer, which is Black Friday Stout, starting on December 1st and leading to Christmas by rotating every other day a new flavor-inspired beer. And some of them are just really Christmassy, seasonally inspired. We do a ginger cookie one. We do Grandma's Eggnog, which is a very fun one. It's a rum barrel eggnog spiced version. And they're just really fun to do. And we do can them, and they're available in 12 packs, but we just sold out recently.
Well, it's a little past Christmas, so yeah. That makes sense. What are some of the beers that you are most proud of?
Doppel Dribble or Doppelbach. Like I said, I am a lager brewer by trade, at least that's what I consider myself. It's won a gold medal in the Indy Brewers Cup a few years ago in the strong European category, but more importantly than that, it got a 96 last year out of 100 in Craft Beer and Brewing, which is a magazine and a publication that really influences me. And that's saying something. 96 out of 100 in their terms is exemplary world-class style, so that was just a big pat on the back.
Now, you guys seem to be growing more and more in your distribution, so how do you balance quality and quantity as you continue to produce more and more volume of beer?
Tasting the beer day to day, listen to feedback.
That's got to be tough, right?
It's super hard. It's not very fun, honestly, tasting unfermented beer.
I can volunteer if you want. I can volunteer.
A lot of the times I'm tasting it, it's not finished, it's not carved, it's not completely full. So it's going to taste very strong of esters, phenolics, yeasty sometimes. It's flat, it's not very, very what you expect of drinking beer day to day.
But then when it's right, it's right.
Yeah. Testing on what little bit we can as far as lab work goes and just quality assurance.
So I appreciate you sharing some of your coming up story. How do you keep abreast of the trends and innovations? What are some of the resources you look to or some of the people you look to?
My ears to the ground and my eyes to the sky. I pay attention to what's super popular in craft beer and brewing. Unfortunately, I do check Untappd a lot. I'm not the biggest fan of Untappd, but I use it myself. I haven't checked into a beer in it in quite some time, but I like to see what people are saying about not just my beers, but about some other beers around as well, and then what's taking off and what's not. So,
well, we touched a little bit on the community. Tell me a little bit about what Field does in the community. How do you guys stay connected? What are some of the things you get involved here in Westfield?
Through social media, obviously, podcast appearances, TV media, charity donations, obviously beer events. We like to make our face present and our beer known to people. We love doing even local beer events such as Rock the Junction. You know, that's our neighbor to the north, just a few blocks away, Grand Junction Brewing. It's a very fun time and a fun event, and we like going just because not only they're our neighbors, but there's all kinds of breweries from Indiana that come as well.
And you guys have a great community room here as well. So what goes on here? Is it just baby showers and those kind of events, or what
happens? It's a little mixture of a lot of different things. We've had whole rental buyouts to where they've not just got our still room, which is what this is called, because originally we were going to start distilling, but it was making good money for us as a rental hall, so we decided to keep doing that. But it's been a mixture of everything: birthday parties, corporate parties, office parties, wedding rehearsals, birthdays, a little bit of everything. Yeah, we've had some comedy events here recently, batting cages, which is a little bit of stand-up comedy. So
yeah, any real peculiar events that come to mind? Something new you went, that's kind of interesting what they're doing over there.
Not off the top of my head, not within the last few years, but there was one, we hosted a hop tasting event with a lot of other breweries around, as well as the Crazy Horse Hops Company. That was fun. It was interesting.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you're very well connected with your brewing neighbors and brewing community here in Indiana, and I imagine still in Ohio as well. But
yeah, I like to be the friendly guy. I like to make myself known. I took a lot of selfies at the Winter Beer Fest that we just had with some of my favorite peoples, but I also left out a ton of you. I love you all. You're a great community.
Well, it's hard to get around that place. I was there as well. You and I ran into each other, so it's a there's a lot going on. Let's just say that. What are some of the challenges that you and the team have faced since opening and as you go along here in field brewing?
Well, as with everybody that's in the business or any business right now in the last few years, COVID was a big challenge for us. We stayed afloat. We were able to stay afloat by kind of changing and rerouting how we were handling our business. We retained a few employees and opened up as more of a market. So we continued our relationship with our purveyors, which are all Indiana local, when it comes to the food and brewing ingredients as much as we can. So we stayed open basically as a marketplace, and we are open right now as a market as well. Something that works kind of similar to like DoorDash, however. So that opens the door, and then parking has been a big bane since we first opened up. When we first opened up, the city took like roughly a dozen parking spots out front and the side street from us. And we never really had that big of a parking lot because we knew our front yard was going to get cut in 20 feet once they widened 32, which is scheduled to happen here sooner than later. But
sounds like another challenge.
Yeah, that would definitely
be a lot of construction going on here in Westfield. But I'm with you as it continues to grow. Those growing pains also bring more people. More customers. You guys also get a lot of out-of-towners, right, with Grand Park?
Absolutely. Grand Park is a huge influx, especially in the warmer months.
Yeah, absolutely. I notice many times I'll come in here and there'll be a lot of softball uniforms and a lot of that type of thing. So talk to me a little bit more about your staff. What are some of the skills, qualities? You know, I know you're in the brewing, but you're a small enough place where you're working with everybody.
So, absolutely.
So as you're looking to bring team members on, what are some of the things that you and Jackie are looking at when you're bringing those folks on?
Maturity, intelligence, a sense of cleanliness, a sense of pride. We like our employees to feel like they have some freedom, but also to know what our values are and our mission statement is, and just to take the pride and treat it like it's not just our business, but theirs as well.
Yeah, elaborate a little bit on the core values.
Integrity, intention, passion for community and living life to the fullest. The owners themselves are very active outdoors people. They're the type of people who actually go camping colder places during the winter and do climbing and hiking and skiing. Our motto is a short and simple motto. It's take time out, and that's take time out over fresh food and great beers. And we more want you to feel nourished and not necessarily full. because we really do value great, clean, healthy food and beverages.
That's great. Yeah. Well, speaking of beverages, that noise you heard was a little bit of beer coming in. That's okay. We'll always welcome noise if they're bringing beer.
That was just good timing.
Talk to me about goals and plans for the future.
A short-term goal, I would absolutely love to win Indiana Brewery of the Year at the Indiana Brewers Cup. I came pretty darn close 2 years ago. I got beat out by Josh Miller with Flicks Brewing. I honestly thought that was my chance. He even thought it was my chance. So he was kind of nervous. Anytime I can make competition but great friends nervous about me entering a competition is a good time. So that's my short-term goal.
And was last year Primeval down the street?
Last year was Primeval, and that's kudos to them because they're even newer than us. But they've been doing it for years, especially competing. I know they were both, Nathan and Tim, were both really competitive in the home brewing on the Indy Brewers Cup, and between the two of them, they have several medals. So
yeah, and they're already booked for a future episode, so people will learn a little bit more about their story as well.
Nathan's a good dude. Tim is too.
Last but not least.
It looks like what they brought us and what we should try today is the one that I mentioned earlier, which is my favorite beer and I'm most proud of, is a Doppel Dribble Doppelbach. Getting a 96 in craft beer and brewing out of 100 is top notch. And that's exemplary world class style or version of a style. So.
And before we jump in, little speed round.
Sure.
Family. We've talked about one daughter. Give me a little more about your family.
That's awesome. I love talking. The three things I love talking most about is beer, family, and football. My family first and foremost. My daughter just turned 21 today. I mentioned her, and then I have a 13-year-old girl as well, who is, speaking of Westfield and the community, she's absolutely killing it in color guard. She has a state champion ring in color guard, and that was even before she was in high school. So. That's Evelyn. Love you to death.
And then you mentioned football.
Football. I'm diehard Bengals.
Yeah, I had a
Houdet,
sneaky
baby.
Suspicion. You and I get to suffer a lot. I'm a Bears fan, so.
I love the Bears too. There's few football teams I don't like. I'm a big.
You're all in.
Good sport. Yeah,
you're
I really am. I love competition, but I love being a better sport. I'm the type of guy who will pick someone else and help them cross the finish line with me than opposed to leaving them in the dirt.
How about college basketball?
I love my UC Bearcats. I like Xavier, too. Ohio State, I like.
You're in Indiana. You better be careful with that one.
But I do love Wisconsin Badgers. That's one of my college teams I like to watch.
All right. Baseball?
Baseball, obviously the Reds. I do like the Cubs too, but I love the Reds. It drives me crazy seeing how many Cubs fans are here in Indiana when the Reds are just as close, if not closer, than Chicago. But I definitely love the Reds, and I love watching Indians games, even though, you know, they're not the majors.
Some favorite pastimes outside of field?
Man, I love lots of things. I don't really homebrew anymore, I would say that, but I haven't homebrewed in quite some time. I love to cook. I'm one of those foodie types who takes photos and shows videos of my food all the time. My wife says I should start podcasting that or doing TikTok
videos
of that.
We can expand on the roadshow. When you're cooking, inside, outside, both?
A little bit of both. Just this past summer, I bought one of those flat top grills, Blackstones, and I'm so in love with it.
Yeah, my son got one of those as well, and he's on that thing all the time.
It's great. I absolutely love it.
All right, let's get into this beer here, and give me the name again real quick.
So this is Doppel Dribble. It's a classic example of a Doppelbach. It's a pretty big beer. It's one of the bigger brews we brew, but it certainly doesn't drink like it. You get a little bit of alcoholic warmth, but it drinks very smooth for as high as alcohol as it is.
Just what I needed for breakfast.
The history behind Bach style is from the Einbeck region of Germany, and there was a miscommunication in dialect when some other Germans outside of that area heard Einbach, they thought they were saying Bach, Einbach, which was a goat. So when you see Bachs out there on the market, they're going to feature a goat on there of some sort.
I always wondered about that.
Yeah.
I've seen that, and it's what's that goat all about? I thought it might have been the greatest beer of all time.
Yeah.
But I have heard many people say that the Bock is a pretty special beer.
So. Oh, absolutely. It has a rich history. So also monks that would brew it would fast on it during Lent, which is normally when it comes out as Bock Fest and Bock Time, which is the welcoming of spring. So during Lenten season, monks that brewed it and other people as well would actually liquid fast on it, and that would be their nourishment. There was a brewer in Cincinnati who I believe worked for Rheingeist, actually did the Bock beer fasting, and he lost a significant amount of weight, and it was a fun little thing to see.
40 days of Bock.
Yeah, right?
That's great. Well, hey, Ryan, I want to thank you again for spending
Cheers.
Some time and
Pro.
And helping us learn a little bit more about Field and Ryan.
Absolutely.
And hey, cheers, buddy.
Cheers.